Aaron News. I'm John Scott. Tonight's presidential debate taking place in one of the 2020 election's biggest battleground states. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The two candidates will face off here in Georgia, which Joe Biden narrowly won 4 years ago by fewer than 12,000 votes. It was the first presidential victory by a Democrat in this state in nearly three decades. And it's expected to be another hard-fought battleground this November. Ahead of the debate, Trump holds a five-point lead over the president in a poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNNews.com, the American economy expanded at a 1.4% annual pace from January through March. That's the slowest quarterly growth since spring 2022.
The Commerce Department had previously estimated the gross domestic product advanced at a 1.3% rate last quarter. Consumer spending grew just 1.5%, down from an initial estimate of 2%, in a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on the economy. Still, the reports show that the January to March slowdown was caused mainly by two factors, a surge in imports and a drop in business inventory.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased again this week, extending a welcome trend for prospective homebuyers facing record high home prices. The rate fell to 6.86% from 6.87% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. Oklahoma executing a man convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing a 7-year-old girl in 1984. 66-year-old Richard Rojem was given a lethal injection. This comes a day after the state of Texas executed Romero Gonzalez, who kidnapped, sexually assaulted, and fatally shot an 18-year-old woman in 2001. This is SRN News. One New York county takes a stand against transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Nassau have approved a ban of males competing against females in sports at all facilities in the county. The locality is one of the richest in the nation and voted for President Biden in 2020, but concern over injuries to girls forced to play sports against boys has been growing there. One Democratic lawmaker compared the Nassau County ban on males and female sports to what the Nazis did to the Jews during the Holocaust. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers in Delaware have given final approval to a bill requiring most private health insurance plans and the state's Medicaid program to cover abortions. The legislation also prohibits most insurance plans, including the one covering state government employees, from charging copays, applying deductibles, or imposing any other cost-sharing requirements for abortions. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a report critical of one aspect of the IRS.
The Taxpayer Advocate report to Congress shows overall the 2024 tax filing season went smoothly. Services have vastly improved, but it says delays in handling identity theft cases are unconscionable. The time it takes to resolve self-reported identity theft cases has worsened since the previous report. Then it was nearly 19 months. As of April, the report says the IRS delay was 22 months. The IRS said in an emailed statement it recognizes the backlog of identity theft cases remains one of the most significant ongoing service gaps. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Walgreens finalizing a plan to fix its business that could result in the closure of hundreds of additional stores in the next 3 years. CEO Tim Whitworth says about 25% of the company's stores were underperforming. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.